Hey guys, how's it going? So I made a video recently about lightning, pistons, specifically in chainsaws. Just a little trick that I learned from a couple other builders and kind of just started doing it myself. Before I talk more on this subject, understand that this isn't hearsay. I've tried this, it works. I also cut a lot. Like, I don't just build saws and go brap on the weekends. I'm a full-time production firewooder, right? So I'm falling, bucking, the whole nine when I'm running saws. So I'm not trying to sugarcoat any of these things. Like, if something doesn't work and I've tried it, I'm not gonna share it with people. Granted, I'm not always going to be sharing the best information because I'm learning. That aside, it is pretty common knowledge that having lighter pistons and rotating assemblies does produce more horsepower or performance. There's a reason why cars, the lighter it is, the better, etc., when they're doing drag racing or whatnot. So, if you imagine picking up, let's say, a 40-pound rock and moving it up and down as fast as you can, right, versus a 20-pound rock, you're going to be able to move that 20-pound rock a lot faster and with more gumption, right? You're still dealing with the same amount of compression, the same amount of spark, the same amount of fuel, right? So, if you can lighten the load that that explosion has, then you're on one hand reducing fatigue on your bearings, right? On another hand, you're getting a lot more responsiveness when you hit the throttle. And on another hand, you're transferring more of that combustion or the power that combustion produces directly to your crank, right? Which is attached to your bar and chain. It's as simple as that. Now, there's a lot of other guys talking about vibration that is created by lightening the piston. Unless you're dealing with a multi-piston, let's say two-stroke, or maybe, yeah, in a big block engine, or what, like something that's dealing with more than one piston on a crankshaft, that might matter. And granted, if I lightened one half of the piston and not the other, that would create issues. But that's simply not the case in a chainsaw. Yeah, do your research. I did mine.